Okay, everybody. Thank you for bearing with us. So today we're hearing another Mid-Continent case. And Mr. Gordon, you represent the plaintiff, is that right?
That's correct, Your Honor.
Okay, so why don't you start?
Certainly. Good morning, and may it please the court. This is Adam Gordon from the Bristol Group PLLC, appearing on behalf of Plaintiff Mid-Continent Steel and Wire Incorporated. I will cut right to the chase and try to keep this short. Your Honor, as discussed in our briefs, we have asked the court to review the Department of Commerce's determination to reject the use of one source of constructed value profit and accept the use of a different source of constructed value profit. Specifically, we have challenged the department's determination to use the financial statements of a Japanese company called Amatai, which does produce some nails, but actually imports and resells in Japan more nails than it produces on its own. And that factual assertion is based on in our opinion, clear language in Amatai's financial statements. So based on our analysis of what's on the record, Amatai has a fatal problem under the first prong of the test the Department of Commerce follows, arising from the pure magnesium from Israel and the color TVs from Malaysia cases, which is asking about the similarity of business operations and products. We don't dispute that Amatai is a producer of nails, but the fact that Amatai purchases and resells at least as much and more nails than it resells of its own production fundamentally alters the business operations of the entity such that its financial statements reflect at least in part the operations of a reseller as opposed to a manufacturer. Which is, after all, what Oman Fastener is. They are not a reseller of purchased nails in part or in whole. They are a wholly operational producer. In our opinion, the financial statements of Amatai do not provide an appropriate or reasonable surrogate for use in terms of being a source for financial ratios, surrogate profit and indirect selling expenses.
Amatai has quite a lot in the way of domestic sales, is that right?
It does have quite a lot in domestic sales, but half of those sales are resales of imported merchandise produced for the company by what they call OEM producers or original equipment manufacturers.
Okay. Is there anything else wrong with their financials?
Well, I don't think there's anything. I mean, when you say wrong with the financials,
is there anything else about the financials that would make them less desirable than the financials that you're proposing to use?
Well, Your Honor, their financials reflect not only. I mean, basically, I don't believe there necessarily is, or respectfully, necessarily needs to be. Because the fact that their financials reflect the experience of a company that is partly a manufacturer but partly a trading company and really half a trading company with respect to these articles fundamentally disqualifies its ratios because they're not representative of the ratios of a company that is wholly a manufacturer. And we've discussed the other support for that in terms of the company's profit and loss statement, in terms of the balance sheet. And if I may respond briefly to one point that both the defendant and the defendant intervener make, they focus on Amatai's investments in capital equipment used to produce nails. We don't dispute that the company has investments in capital equipment, but investments in equipment are not the same as actually using that equipment to produce. And Amatai's statements talk about the fact that it's cost competitive when it resells imports, less so than it is with respect to its own production. So In our estimation, that is a fundamentally disqualifying aspect of the company's business operations under the first prong of Pure Magnesium. Now, if I may turn briefly to the source that we have advocated that should be used, which is an Indian producer called Astrotech, we acknowledge up front that also has its issues. And its biggest issue, well, the only issue really, is the fact that its sales are predominantly to the United States, although we have questions about the evidence supporting that outcome. But what it has in its favor is the fact that it is a 100% manufacturer, and so its financial statements reflect the business operations of a company that is wholly a producer and not a reseller of purchased goods. The experience of a trading company is fundamentally different from that of a manufacturer, and that shows up for Astrotech not only in terms of its financial results, but also in terms of things like its inventories of raw materials versus its inventories of finished goods, which are much more comparable to those of Oman Fastener. And Oman Fastener's own data there are proprietary, but they are fundamentally different than the experience reflected in Amitai's financial statements. I don't think those are necessarily problems with the financial statements, but they are evidence disqualifying Amitai and supporting the use of Astrotech. Now, one point I would actually like to make at this point is a comment focused on, again, by both the defendant and the defendant intervener, where they seek to deflect from the evidence of Amitai's inventories, the big difference between raw material inventories and finished good inventories, saying that this merely reflects efficient stock control and supply chain management. We would respectfully disagree. As anyone with any experience with manufacturing would know, a manufacturer doesn't want to sit on small amounts of raw materials because that can limit its ability to produce, while at the same time sitting on large amounts of finished goods, which is money tied up that is not coming in on the books. So I think that claim, the assertion by the Department of Commerce, is actually contrary to the record evidence as well as common business sense.
Well, what's the standard that should be applied here? How should the court decide? Once the Commerce Department has chosen financials, is there any burden you have to overcome, or do you merely have to demonstrate that yours are better?
Well, Your Honor, we're not challenging the legal framework within which they've made the decision, so I don't think there's a claim that they're acting contrary to law. We recognize the substantial deference afforded to the Department of Commerce's factual determinations, and in this case, though, I think, it's a matter of weighing the record evidence. We feel that substantial evidence, disqualifies Amitai. We also think that, some of the Department of Commerce's reasoning supporting the use of that financial statement is contrary to the record evidence, and on that basis, the court should remand for further proceedings, not only with respect to the department's decision not to rely upon Amitai, but also its decision not to rely upon Astrotech. If it's going to reject one on the basis of the evidence of record, it really ought to reject the other or use them both.
All right. Well, thank you. Is there anything else?
No, thank you, Your Honor.
Okay. So we'll give you the last word. Ms. Bay?
Yes, Your Honor.
Could you present the position of the Commerce Department?
Sure, Your Honor. Just before I start getting into it, should I be solely addressing Mid-Continent's arguments at this point, or should I be addressing Oman Fasteners' plaintiff affirmative arguments as well?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite get that. But if the question is, are we only talking about the financials at this point, the answer is yes.
Okay. I guess, may it please the court, this court should sustain Commerce's final results in full because they are supported by substantial evidence and in accordance with the law. As Mid-Continent points out, neither it nor Oman Fasteners are challenging Commerce's framework by which it chooses a financial statement when it has to use the any other reasonable method. And so I just want to point out, somewhat in response to Your Honor's question to Mr. Gordon, that the question at hand is not whether Commerce might have conceivably or reasonably chosen either the Amate statement or the Astrotech statement or the Larson and Jubro statement, which Roman Fasteners is advocating for. So the question is not which one is necessarily the best or whether Commerce could have chosen one of the other ones in a reasonable manner, but whether Commerce's selection of Amate in this actual case was adequate enough for a reasonable mind to accept, even if another party or the court would not have chosen it in the first instance. And I think the answer to that question is undoubtedly yes. Commerce did acknowledge in its PDM that none of the options here are perfect. All three of them have issues that would not make it the perfect selection in an ideal world. But given that, Commerce reasonably assessed the four factors and specifically assessed the four factors with regard to Amate and found that Amate best fit the four factors due to the similarity with Oman Fasteners' business operations and products, the extent to which it has sales in the U.S. and home market, the contemporaneity of the data, and the similarity of the customer base. One thing that's key is that Commerce found that Amate has, I think, at least 90% or so of its sales in the home market, while Astrotech, which is the company that Midcontinent is advocating for, has approximately 80% or more of its sales in the U.S. market. And Commerce specifically noted in its IDM that statements that show a predominance of sales to the U.S. market are highly disfavored, because what Commerce is seeking to do is to compare the United States sales of Oman Fasteners to the normal value from a home or third country market, and therefore it does not want to calculate constructed value based on data that contains predominantly U.S. sales. And so even if it is true that Astrotech produces and sells nails, the fact that it primarily sells to the U.S. market, especially when weighed against Amate's 90% of sales to the home market, in addition to the other three factors which Amate also fulfills, justifies Commerce's decision to rely on Amate's financial statement. Now, one thing...
keep going, please.
Oh, sorry, Your Honor. I was actually going to move on to addressing Larson and Toubro, which is the financial statement that Oman Fasteners wanted to use, unless you would like to ask, unless there was something that you wanted to ask, or if you wanted to hear from Oman Fasteners first regarding its proffered statement.
Well, does Mr. Gordon have a point when he says that the Japanese company buys a lot of its nails?
Well, Your Honor, I think that Mr. Gordon or Midcontinent has a point that Amate does produce the majority of its nails. However, it does resell some of its nails. And in that sense, it may not be, you know, the perfect statement in an ideal world, but it's certainly not a disqualifying factor that would render Commerce's determination to use it over Astrotech, which sells predominantly in the U.S. market, unjustified. I think as we and Oman Fasteners both pointed out, Amate's financials show that for the relevant time period, it actually did produce the majority of the nails that it sold, or at least by revenue, it produced the majority of the nails that it sold, and that it stated that its most significant assets were manufacturing machines and devices, and that its main raw material was wire for making the steel nails. So here there's just simply no evidence that Amate's sales of its own produced nails aren't significant enough that would render it non-reflective of Oman Fasteners' business operations and the similarity of the customer base. And so, therefore, even if there are minor factors that might detract from the choice of Amate, they are certainly not enough to render Commerce's decision unjustified, especially when compared against Astrotech, who has a supermajority of U.S. sales, and Larson and Toubro, which has a whole host of other issues, which I can get into in a moment.
Okay. Is that Is that pretty much all that you have to say about Mr. Gordon's proposed financial?
I think the only other things that I would say about Mid-Continent's choice of AstroTech is that, for whatever it may be worth, AstroTech also produces and sells products other than nails. So I don't think that particular aspect should weigh against Commerce's choice of Amate. And then as far as, you know, any questions regarding the reliability of the data that shows that AstroTech sales are predominantly to the U.S., I just have a few points. One is that Mid-Continent does not appear to be denying that the majority of AstroTech sales are to the United States. And second, Commerce clearly considered and specifically considered in its IDM Mid-Continent's allegations as to the reliability of the data. It also considered Oman Fasteners' explanation regarding the data and any questions that petitioner had about that data. And it considered all of that and determined that this data was reliable enough to demonstrate that AstroTech sales were predominantly to the U.S. And so I think that's all I would have to say about AstroTech sales. And just to conclude, would say that even if you know, Your Honor or another reasonable mind might find that AstroTech and Amate sales were equally sufficient to fulfill the four factors, then Commerce's decision would still be supported by substantial evidence and still be justified.
Okay. Thank you. Now, Mr. Caritas, I take it that you have financials that you like?
Well, Your Honor, to be clear, the results in this matter were that Oman Fasteners received a 0% dumping margin, so which, of course, we are quite happy with. So our plaintiff's case, the case that was ultimately consolidated with Mid-Continent case that Mr. Gordon presented, was purely brought up on a defensive posture in the what we view as unlikely event that Mr. Gordon's case resulted in a remand of the constructed value determination to Commerce. So we are quite happy if the results remain as they are with the selection of Amate. However, we do believe that there were two decisions that Commerce made in reaching that reaching its conclusion that that were wrong in terms of rejecting Larsen and Toubro both as a possible CV profits surrogate source, but also rejecting the possibility of using a profit cap based on the Larsen and Toubro financial statements that were corroborated by the record in the China Nails proceeding. But again, that's only relevant if the court were to disagree that substantial evidence supported Commerce's selection of Amate and rejection of AstroTech.
Okay. So I'm not... I'm trying to think of how we should proceed, and maybe the best way to proceed would be if I decide to, I'm going to remand this case, we have another oral argument, and we let you put in your arguments then. Would that be all right with you?
That's fine with us, Your Honor.
Okay. Does anyone have an objection to this plan?
We do not object, Your Honor.
Okay. Mr. Gordon?
No, Your Honor. We also do not object.
Okay. In that case, Mr. Gordon, I'm going to give you the last word on these financials.
Your Honor, could Oman Fasteners be briefly heard on the question of
either one of these? Sure.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So we, of course, agree with the government's position. We wanted to point out that, as Mr. Gordon was summarizing his case, he suggested that really this was an error in the weighing of the record evidence. And as Ms. Bay pointed out on behalf of the government, that's certainly not this court's province to determine whether or not Commerce weighed the record evidence correctly. The standard is a much more deferential one, whether substantial evidence supports what Commerce did, essentially whether Commerce's decision was rational. And we would submit, as Ms. Bay perfectly well explained, that what Commerce did here is perfectly rational. First of all, the rejection of the Astrotech statement makes perfect sense, given that the whole reason why Commerce is in the position of using the any other reasonable method standard is because it rejected Oman Fasteners' home market sales as being insufficient to be viable as a standard for determining the profit rate. So it would make poor sense to then use as a surrogate a company like Astrotech, where the overwhelming majority of the sales were in the U.S. market. And as to the evidence in the record that is in fact the case, despite Mr. Gordon's statements that the evidence was unreliable, the evidence that was submitted was publicly available evidence based on U.S. import figures. Oman Fasteners amply explained as part of its submissions how it had calculated or how it had chosen which transactions to include and how it had calculated the percentage attributable to U.S. sales. So it was very easy for both the Department of Commerce and for Mid-Continent to replicate the methodology used by Oman Fasteners and point to any flaws in that methodology or in the results, had there been any. Notably, Mid-Continent does not raise any issues with either the methodology or the results, despite the general statements that it was unreliable. There were also a number of other corroborating pieces of evidence in the record showing that Astrotech sales were predominantly the United States. And in fact, it appears that at least in this oral argument, Mid-Continent is no longer challenging that provision or that statement, even if it's challenging the precise way that Oman Fasteners entered that evidence into the record. Secondly, as to the selection of Amate, the first issue is that it's far from clear that under the pure magnesium from Israel standard, the fact that Amatai might also resell nails in addition to manufacturing and selling its own nails is a disqualifying factor. In fact, in both the preliminary results and in the final results in the issues and decisions memorandum, Commerce stated that the ratio of own product sales to third-party sales is not a factor under the pure magnesium from Israel test. And as Mr. Gordon just stated during his argument, Mid-Continent is not challenging the legal standard that Commerce applied here. It is simply challenging the evidence in the record. And of course, as Ms. Bay just made clear, the record reflects that a majority of Amatai's fiscal year 2017 revenues were from the sale of its own steel nails. So we would submit that there is more than sufficient evidence in the record to support both the rejection of Astrotech as unsuitable and the selection of Amatai as not just the suitable, but the most suitable evidence of a third-party evidence of CV profit on the record.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Gordon?
Thank you, Your Honor. To respond briefly to a couple of the points made by both the government and Oman Fasteners, I'd like to start with this comment that Amatai's revenues were exceeded revenues associated with sale of products it manufactured itself. They claim it's all nails, which is not exceeded the sale resales of other products that it purchased what are called commodities in the Amatai financial statement in 2017. As shown in the record, as discussed in our briefs, in 2017, Amatai's product net sales, which is what they call the sales of products they produced on their own, exceeded their sales of commodity net sales by 0.56%. So essentially, they were equal. And in fact, in the year prior, Amatai's product net sales were 1.8 billion yen, as opposed to higher levels of reselling product of 2.3 billion yen. So it's a bit misleading to rely too heavily on that one claim. The other part that I think is important to consider in conjunction with the claims about their sales are actually the statements in Amatai's financial statement with respect to volume. The financial statement plainly states, and I'm quoting here, quote, over the past few years, the company has also sold larger volumes of original equipment manufacturer OEM nails than of nails it produces itself domestically. So the financial statement indicates that it's selling larger volumes of imported nails than it produces of its own, and yet its revenues for those sales are barely larger than its revenues from products that it produces. Its revenues from products that it produces on its own are barely larger than the revenues of the products that it resells. So I think in this case, it's much more instructive when you're considering the first prong of the analysis, when you're looking at the similarity of business operations, to ask what is really happening in this company. It is producing and selling some of its own product, but it's also purchasing and reselling volumes of products that are essentially larger, that are in fact larger by its own admission than what it produces on its own.
Well, why would volume be more important than revenue?
Well, it's showing that these products that are being resold are being resold at lower prices, which is why you'll have, why the larger volumes of imported products nonetheless result in revenues from commodity sales that are slightly lower than revenues from sales of products that it produces on its own.
Wouldn't it be more likely that it had to do with product mix?
Well, that's a good point. It could be product mix, Your Honor. But, again, the record doesn't show that. I think, in our opinion, what this supports when you consider the fact that they're reselling more nails than they produce on their own, that it undermines the propriety of this source as a source for constructed value profit and indirect selling expenses, given the goal of selecting a source is to identify a source whose business operations and products are as similar to those of the respondent as possible. That's simply not the case with Amatai, given its very large amounts of reselling activity versus Astrotech, whose business operations are near on identical to those of Oman Fasteners.
Okay. Anything else?
I think we'll just rest on our briefs at this point, Your Honor. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, thank you all very much. Are there any housekeeping matters we should take up?
None from the government, Your Honor.
Okay. Anybody else?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, thank you very much. We'll take this case under advisement, and this court is adjourned.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thanks, Your Honor. Have a good day.